Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just want to hit this real quick because we heard this coming through the mainstream media again. Isn't it interesting how they said, right in the faces of the people, into the ears of the American people, that it is against federal law to legalize marijuana? But 20-some states have legalized it anyways. How does that work? It works when the people refuse to understand that they are the law. Read Jeremiah 5:28. And the Bible tells us why they overlook the deeds of the wicked. Because they're waxing fat. They don't think that they have to stand up and do anything about the issues. The question that the American people should be asking, before allowing the laws to be torn down, you should ask the question as to why they were erected in the first place. That's the most important question. Why is it that they're so adamant? I just seen this in Michigan. I've seen this in California now. Why is it that they're so adamant about getting your kids stoned, the younger generation stoned? Because, as I've said a million and a half times, and it goes right back to Scripture, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. That's exactly why. They just want them laid back. They want them to take it easy. Well, guess what? The 70s hippie generation, they're in the pulpits in America today. Therefore, the fruit of that is they are incumbent in government today, and they're the ones pushing this on the next generation. Why? Because like the Germans said back in the 30s, the laws are like ice cream. They're easily melted away at. Okay? But I want to tell you and go back to what our forefathers established, namely going back to Thomas Edison, who said the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. If you're not going to defend it, your rights will go away. Just again, making clear so everybody understands as to how they're further being enslaved here. Thank you to all of my friends out there on social media platforms that are taking the time to send over rational information, pertinent information for the people at large to see. And I want you to see this next video because, again, friends, this is the most important thing that I can show you right now as to what is in fact happening. There's a whole slew of individuals that have been known publicly that have died just yesterday and today. And, again, I've been doing this every day for the last probably month and a half, just giving you a new lineup of people that mysteriously and suddenly died. Okay? Well, I want to bring you over to Canada really quick, and I want you to see this video on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, subscribe to the Rumble live feed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is who we are, and it shows you the fruit in our basket. Do subscribe to those pages, as well as BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. You'll see us up on the left side as well. And by the way, before I play this video, if you want to check us out and you want to call in and weigh in at any given time, Jude 3 and 4, please do. Pro or con, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, this is a useful idiot, and because that's what they are. that is promulgating and playing the propagandist, Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, also read Proverbs 19:9, because a false witness shall not go unpunished. And interestingly enough, the very things that they're promoting, the seed that they're scattering, they're now beginning to reap a harvest, right? Galatians 6:7, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But what's interesting, it also shows you that the people that these useful idiots work for have no care whatsoever for them. And I've reiterated this point 1,000 times. What happens when they don't need you anymore? Apparently, these useful idiots that are promulgating and propagandizing the people concerning the push for this narrative, the experimental jabs, it's now catching up to them, which only proves the point that I told you, when your purpose is done, and the need for you has now expired, guess what? They can care less about you. That's what I wish people would pay attention to, especially those that are saying that they're just doing their job, when in fact they're not doing their job. You're expendable. Bad guys, you're expendable. When they don't need you anymore, history teaches us you're the first ones lined up and shot. Because if you'll betray your own people, who else won't you betray? You can't be trusted. The devil can't even use you. Right? But you will receive your just recompense, 2 Corinthians 5:10 and Hebrews 9:27, when you are done being used as a useful idiot, because that's exactly what these people are. I want you to check this out. This, again, is a reporter, a useful idiot, and Vladimir Lenin, by the way, identified these people and labeled them as such. I'm just making reference to the fact that he was right. The devil was right here, folks. In telling you the truth. But we also know that when the devil tells the truth, he blurts it out in his confusion. But check her out, and look what happens to her during her broadcast. Doesn't matter what she's saying, just pay attention to her.
All right, so Jessica, how do families of the victims feel about this program that has come just a week before the third anniversary?
Well, people we spoke with say they were
the woman on the right
being done, but this is something that they've been asking for since day one. So for them, this is about 1,000 days too late. Now, Nariman, looking at after the day, families are pushing the feds to. Sorry, Nariman, I'm not feeling very well right now, and I'm about to...
Okay, we'll come back to me right now, and we'll make sure that, Jessica, you are doing okay. Thank you. We will
you see her, folks?
Make sure that Jessica is okay.
Yep.
So, and we will give you guys an update.
Started to fall over, and they pulled away from her.
That she is doing all right.
She's doing all right.
With,
yeah.
No,
and you'll probably never hear another word about her if she passes on. But this only proves the point of what we've been continuously showing you. I wanted to show you another one, and this just happens to be of a younger man playing basketball. This is brand new as well, Americans. So don't think that this is just happening by chance. Check this one out. This young man on the basketball field. Look
your
what happens
eyes on
to
number
him.
Three, right side of your screen. That's Emo Essien, sophomore guard, stops, then slowly goes down.
Balls on the
ground.
Court.
Players from both teams visibly upset after watching. Take a look. A number of ODU players were seen crying, looking on, and hoping their teammate was okay. Thankfully, trainers from both schools were able to get Emo.
Okay, so now folks, are you starting to understand Scripture? Jeremiah 5:21, when the Lord says, you have eyes, but you see not. They're crying for him. They're praying for him. But the question that I have is, who are they praying to? The same Lord that told him not to do it in the first place? And when it comes to this young man, folks, I'm not laying it to his charge, but I am looking to his parents and saying, what are we doing here? Why are we ignoring the facts as to what is in fact happening? Folks, people are dying suddenly.
Ready to set fresh fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Staying on top of my game, folks, and backing everything up by Scripture and the U.S. Constitution. Of course, the U.S. Constitution is predicated upon the Word of God. They call the Declaration of Independence the seedbed. If you want to go in a little bit further than that, go ahead and read the Mayflower Compact, and you will understand exactly who you are and where you came from, regardless if you want to agree to it or not. It is who we are as a Christian nation. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let me go back to what I just said during the end of last segment, where I was showing you guys a young man on a basketball court who fell over. And this is one of many. Folks, there's the equivalent of 6.5 million people that have died suddenly across the globe since the beginning of the pandemic. And, of course, they're trying to modify it and revise the cause of death. You know, one of the things that they're talking about is arrhythmia. And they're saying that the number one cause for young people now is arrhythmia. Okay. Dysfunctional heart palpitations. Okay, and when you look at that, haven't we always been taught to exercise so we have a strong cardiovascular, a strong heart, and a strong body system? Yep. But over the last 3 years, they're trying to rewrite that now to say that it's the number one cause of death. Young athletes. Bad hearts. Really? Well, where's all that coming from? It's all coming from the said experimental jabs. But I made a comment during the last segment as to, you know, they're on the basketball court, and if it doesn't matter if it's a football field, it doesn't matter if it's a boxing match, it doesn't matter, folks, if it's a hockey rink, whatever the case might be, the Lord condemns this. I don't know if you're aware of this. In Jeremiah 11:13, what does it tell us? It tells us that you have your gods basically put up in every city. He said, for according to the number of your cities, your gods, the ones that you've created. You know, the other day we played a piece from a guy from ESPN who said that he wanted to pray. And you know who he was praying to? He was praying to God. God? What a slap in the face to the deity, friends. And I'm talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The God of and the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, is that not a reflection of the lack and the impotency of the church in America, that that guy doesn't even know who to pray to in America? Shameful. There's only one name under heaven, folks. Not just a blatant God. I mean, they sound like a bunch of blind individuals on Mars Hill who didn't know where to go or who to pray to. Isn't that interesting? They don't know who to go to, but they'll believe anything man tells them. In the book of Acts, do you guys know that the goddess Diana, do you know that it was the craftsman that made that goddess? And you know what they told the people? They said that the goddess Diana has fell from Jupiter. And the people believed it. But when you tell them to pray in Jesus' name, they act like they don't believe it. It's amazing the things people take on in belief in contrary to Scripture. They believe everything but the Lord and His Word. And what's interesting is the Lord's Word is infallible. And it's also, it needs to be said that God is not a man that he should lie. Man won't believe a God that cannot lie, but they'll believe man that does nothing but lie. Jesus told us at the end of chapter 2 of John, he said that he didn't commit himself to man because he knew what was in man. Whoa! And isn't it interesting how man honors man, but they won't honor God? How does that work? You're walking contradictions, folks. That's why we need to repent. God is. And he is there. And if he wasn't, I can tell you this, I wouldn't be here, period. But going back to this point, we see Americans, we see 100,000 people go to these games just in one arena across the country, just in one arena. And they're so sad for their fallen athletes that are leading you to do what? And the Bible calls them idols, by the way. Leading you to take the said experimental jabs. They fall over on the court. They fall over on the field. They almost die, and in some cases do die. And then the people sit there and surround them and pray for them in God's name, but not in Jesus' name. It shows you how ignorant they are of the Word of God, but how savvy they are to the things of the world. And the Bible tells us to come out from the world, 2 Corinthians 6:17. And we're not to be conformed to the world, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God, Romans 12:2. I mean, how backwards can you become, America? And all those people that are praying for that one man who makes hundreds of millions of dollars off of their ignorance, namely in football, a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. At the end of the game, you're not even going to remember the score a week later anyways. But yet, that's what you've given yourself to. This is what the Lord condemns in Jeremiah 11:13. And I also want to say this, because this is what the Lord says to those people that refuse to repent. He says in Jeremiah 2:28, "But where are your gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise," the Lord said. "If they can save thee in the time of trouble, go ahead and call out to them." Well, that's what they're doing. And guess what? He's not saving, he's killing. "For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods." America, is it true? It's absolutely true. And it's where we're at today. It's where we're at today. I wanted to show you a couple more before we get to the main topic here. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. A little 16-year-old girl died suddenly in her sleep on New Year's Day. Her young aunt, pictured in the top left of this picture, died 2 days prior on December 30th, 2022, and she was only 36 years old. So both the young girl and her aunt died in a short amount of time. And you can rest assured they just got their shots. Rest assured. Here's another one for you. Brand new. A woman suddenly passes away over a holiday weekend. She was in her military. Folks, they're killing your kids. Let's just call it for what it is. But this is the same government that advocates the illegalities of murdering children in the womb. They've never had a right to do it. God said, thou shalt not kill. And what? Your said representatives have a right to do it. God condemns? Absolutely not. Hey, is it not true that mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent? Is it not true? Mercy to the wicked, the mercy that the people show to the corrupt and the guilty, is it not cruelty to the innocent? Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Here's another one. This is all over the boards right now. Diamond of Diamond and Silk dies unexpectedly. You know what's interesting about this one? This is all brand new too. At the very bottom of the article, I noticed that Donald Trump, because these two women supported Donald Trump, no holds barred. I mean, they were all in. And no matter what he did, it seemed like they were just all about it, right? Well, she's gone now. And what's interesting about it is Donald Trump had said to her in writing and responding to her that we're going to miss you greatly. Okay. Trump released a statement on his Truth social media account mourning Hardaway's unexpected death and describing the sisters as one of the greatest teams of all time. He said, rest in peace, our magnificent diamond. You will be greatly missed. Wait a second. See, this is what people need to pay attention to. Adolf Hitler was loved by the people. Benito Mussolini was loved by the people. Mao Zedong was loved by the people. Pol Pot was loved by the people. Joseph Stalin was loved by the people. And in many cases, if you didn't, you would be killed. But the point is being made, they were admired. King George of England, the one that our forefathers threw up, he called himself the father to his people. He was loved by his people. He was killing his own people. This is what's terrible about Donald Trump. Donald Trump says he's going to miss her greatly, but yet he was the father of the vaccine. Are you guys making the correlation here, 2 Corinthians 11:14 through 15? I know a lot of people are now beginning, 6 years later, to wake up to Donald Trump's shenanigans. He's the worst of them. Why? Because he can deceive the people easily. He can deceive the people much more easily than the others. And it's exactly what happens. Folks, this is the guy that can smile at you, put his hand on your shoulder, take a picture with a warmness in his heart, all the while knowing that he just put a knife in your back. And he keeps going on. And the people, again, are now finally starting to understand what Donald Trump is all, what he's been all about. So let me ask you, concerning the whole experimental jabs, what's the difference between Donald Trump, who calls himself the father of the vaccine, and Joe Biden? Well, it matters not. Both of them are putting themselves in the person of Christ, and we're not to look to them. We're to look to him who told us not to do it in the first place. And he also told us, looking to the Father, in Jesus' name, looking to us to deal with the corrupt that are advocating what he clearly condemns. Folks, we're going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to bring you through a little history, and I'm just going to take it line upon line. I'm not going to rush it, but we're going to get to it right now. It is that important. How close, in parallel, are we today to that of the Germans from the 1930s? Oh, much closer than you think. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. Be cautious. Be prepared. The message is to nearly everyone in California. As the rain keeps falling, rivers keep flooding, and the hills are in danger of sliding.
Have their go bags ready, cell phones turned on. Be prepared to evacuate. And those are some of the same residents that we have to have prepared for the event of mudslides, debris flows, and flooding.
Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal in Santa Rosa, an area at high risk of mudslides. Just as the rains may ease later today, forecasters say the next big storm will hit the California coast this weekend. Those classified documents found in President Biden's old D.C. office, about a dozen items, some of which were classified top secret. A law enforcement source tells CNN the papers were dated between 2013 and 2016. As he did with the Mar-a-Lago documents, Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Mark Warner says he wants a briefing on the Biden documents. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I just was going back and forth on social media platforms during the break, friends, and it's interesting. I noticed that when I started telling you that Donald Trump called himself the father of the vaccine, which he has, isn't it interesting that he's the one that said of Diamond and Silk that he's going to miss her greatly? Wait a second. We'll see how this all plays out, friends, but it looks very suspicious as to what this is about. Everything those two women did, they supported Donald Trump. Did it cost her life? I guess we're going to find that out in the days up and coming. But rest assured, the mainstream media is going to do their best to suppress all of that information so that you might not know the truth. But folks, there's enough truth out there right now. The great wonder of the day is how the American people haven't risen up, and lawfully dealt with these criminals. That's the great wonder of the day. One more thing I wanted to say. One individual just said online, he had said the NFL is simply the modern-day gladiators in the newer Coliseum. The thought pattern is exactly right, but I want to tell you what this is leading up to. The UFC, boxing, kickboxing, it's getting more violent and more violent and more violent. Now they have these people where they'll stand up to next to each other, and they'll literally smack each other until one of them drops. I mean, you're going to get some serious brain damage out of that. But I can tell you this, what all of this that's being tolerated by the people on a global basis concerning these battles in these rings, these iron caged rings now, it is leading up to the days of Christians being thrown into the rings to be devoured by wild beasts. And if you think that, if you can chuckle about that, I'll tell you what, Budweiser some years ago, I'm thinking two or three decades ago, mocked Christians and said, so many Christians, so few lions. So these are little whispers of what's coming here if the American people don't understand that, again, this is leading up to the history that many have refused to learn in so many different ways. So anyways, I just thought I'd share that with you, and I thought that was good that you'd posted that, because that's, in fact, what this is leading up to. And it's going to get more violent, and young people are already dying in the rings, and yet people don't care. They just want to be entertained. And they actually thrive on seeing stuff like that. They thrive on people getting hurt in the ring. They love seeing that. That's really demented, isn't it? But that's where we're at today. They love to see it as long as it's not them. Let's put it that way. See, it's a law unto itself, isn't it? So let's get over to this. And I wanted to say this, and I'm going to get to the main topic here. For those that refuse to see and hear the truth concerning the last administration, I don't care. That's your bad. See, the problem I'm having, Lori said, you know what, they can't see, they can't hear. I believe in many cases they can, they don't want to, especially in this country. We have the most light in knowledge over any other country since the beginning of time. There's absolutely no excuse as to why the American people are tolerating this concerning Donald Trump. People are beginning to wake up to him, and if you're not one of them, that's your bad. It's real easy to figure out who he is. Judge him by what he does and what he's done. Not what the mainstream media has told you, not what he's told you, but judge him by his record, what he signed on to. And the fact of the matter is you're going to find out that there's no difference between him and any other administration in the last 10 years. I'm sorry, the last 10 administrations. It's all been leading the same direction. They're trying to tear down the Constitution. They're trying to recreate it in their own ungodly image. And again, if you don't like that, that's too bad. You can go ahead and listen to 15,000 other radio stations if you want to, friends, that aren't going to tell you the truth. And they are going to praise that idol. And the fact of the matter is that's what's killing America right now, is they're not looking to the Christ, Hebrews 12:2. They're looking to man, and they're receiving the curse. Jeremiah 17, read it when you get a moment. So let's get over to this. How close in parallel are we today of that of the Germans from the 1930s? And post a note here, we might have to go a couple shows, because I'm going to bring you to something you probably heard. You've heard, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out. You've heard this, right? Because I wasn't a socialist. Isn't that crazy, the lack of love? The Bible says in the end days that the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of iniquity. Okay? Love is the fulfilling of the law, not the doing away of the law or love, right? Then they came for the trade unionists, and he said, I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out. Why didn't he speak out? Because, oh, let me guess, because he wasn't Jewish. Then they came for me, and there was none or no one left to speak out for me. This was Martin Niemöller. I want to tell you who he is, because most people don't know this. Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for this quotation. You hear it all the time. In fact, you've probably heard it before, and I've heard this quote many times too, but it was just recently that I learned that the man who said it was a prominent Protestant pastor during the rise of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. It's exactly what you've seen under Donald Trump. Exactly. Exactly. Okay? Let me go back to the 30s. He was a prominent Protestant pastor, Martin Niemöller. He was the one that was responsible for saying this quote and creating this quote. And it was learning this information that made all the difference in the world and understanding where the quote stemmed from. Now listen, it's important that you know this. This quotation stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. His point was that he believed that Germans, and in particular the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through the silence of the Nazis' imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions of people. In that country, there was 80 million people during that particular time. Martin Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what had happened to the Jews, the Gypsies, and the dissidents during the Holocaust. In his 1946 book of Guilt and Hope, Niemöller wrote, "Thus, whenever I have a chance to meet a Jew known to me before, then as a Christian," Niemöller wrote, he said, "I cannot but tell him, dear friend, I stand in front of you." He said, "But we cannot get together, for there is guilt between us. I have sinned, and my people have sinned against you and your people and against ourselves." So what he would have and could have changed if he and all of the pastors or the church leadership during that time in Germany had taken a stand and spoken out against Adolf Hitler when they had time to do it, and the Nazis, don't forget, and when it mattered the most, he did nothing. The church did nothing. You know, it's interesting when you look at the stories, and I've done enough research on this, watched documentaries, so on and so forth. Do you know that the evangelicals, the Christian church, again, a lack of Christian, a spirit of Antichrist, do you know that the Christian churches, as they called it during the 1930s, would be inside of their churches praising Jesus, and they would notice that the cattle cars would be going by filled with Jews, dissidents, and gypsies into those cars as they were being led to the Holocaust or to the camps to be exterminated? Do you know what the said Christians did inside of the churches so they wouldn't listen to their moans and their roarings and their cries for help? The Christians in the churches during that particular time, they began to praise Jesus all the more. All the more louder, friends, so they could drown out the voices of those that were looking for help. Isn't that kind of what we're seeing today in America concerning the babies in the womb who have no voice, but they have been deprived of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness because the corrupt in the government said so? The church is responsible for that. The church is the greatest advocate of that. Also keep in mind, during that particular time, Adolf Hitler appointed sodomites, masculine sodomites. They were the heads of his SS, the Nazis. Why? Because they would do his biddings. They would do what they were told. Why? Because they were extorted. It's exactly what's happening in federal and state governments in America today. And the list goes on and the list goes on. Let me give you a little bit more as to the background of Martin Niemöller. He had said, pastors in Germany had taken a stand and spoken out against Hitler when they had the time to do so. He said that there would be no guilt upon the heads of the pastors to stand against the tyranny. But they didn't do it when they had the time to do it. They regretted it after the fact concerning those that live. Okay? Now, it reminds me much of modern-day pastors and church leaders of today. In fact, we could rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern-day church leader. It would probably go something like this. First, they came for prayer in public schools, and yet the church didn't speak out because I wasn't a student. It was just my kid. And interestingly enough, for those that don't know, it was the Supreme Court that committed an oligarchy. An oligarchy means where few rule over many. The few that ruled over many took it upon themselves to say, we don't want these simple prayers in public schools any longer because it crosses lines between church and state. P.S. Lines between church and state is found in no founding document in America, but it is found in Article 52 of the USSR. Okay, so all of a sudden in the 1960s, all of a sudden it was impermissible. A few judges said, you know what, I don't care what 97% of the people in this country want. We're going to do it anyways, and we're going to go in favor of the 3%. That's when the American people should have stood up right then and there and impeached and prosecuted every one of those corrupt judges because they never had the right to do it in the first place. Okay? And see how they stand in contradiction today? They have the SPLC, the ACLU, that comes along and tells the Muslims, no, go ahead and pray in school. No, go wash your feet in schools. No, if you're subversive to American government and you're there to attack our Christian heritage, no, go ahead and we'll stand behind you. Folks, they don't have a right to do the wrong thing because liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and the law does not permit what the American people are allowing the ACLU and the SPLC to do in America. America today. So, that's the first one. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't an unborn child. You know what? For all of you alive today, you better praise God that your dad and your mom agreed with the Word of God, because that's why you're here. That law protected you from criminals that wanted to murder you in the womb. Okay? 20:13 of Exodus, also 6:17 of Proverbs. God hates what the American government has now advocated for. He hates hands that shed innocent blood. And Americans, like it or not, the Lord will not overlook the shedding of innocent blood. 2 Kings 24, verse 4, Numbers 35, 33. That's the only way that there's an appeasement between us and the Lord. We'll be right back. I'm going to keep going on this vein here, folks. I love this topic.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again, folks. We got to understand that we're in some serious times today, and we have to counter what's going on here. And the only way to do that is to hold to who we are under God. And I started the show off just talking about that of Edison, Thomas Edison. And Edison had said, and I'm just pulling this up really quick, but I just want to give it to you exactly how he said it. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Remember, that is bedded into the Word of God. It ends with the Constitution of the United States of America and the year of our Lord, 1787. So understand, we're promised the help if we're promised to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Showing the work, the world, our work of faith and our labor of love, 1 Thessalonians 1:5, and the list goes on. Also read James 2:14-26 when you get a moment. So let's get back to this. I'm highlighting right now that of Martin Niemöller. He was the one that famously said, first they came for the socialist, I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist, and it goes on and on. So what we've done is we've rewritten it during our time, okay? Because what Martin Niemöller did back in 1945 is he wrote a book apologizing to the Jews and the Gypsies and the dissidents that were executed because the church during that particular time, with the equivalent of 80 million people in population, they sat and they did absolutely nothing. They were advocators of the crimes against those people that were exterminated. For the record, the evangelical church, during that particular time elevated Adolf Hitler into the position that he was in, okay, to do the things that he did. Also, remember, I'm sure you guys have all seen even the true story of Schindler's List. Much of that is very accurate. Now, many of the church people, they'd come out of church and they would find ashes all over their cars. That was coming from the incinerators. That was body ash. Now, just think about this, friends. Adolf Hitler was allegedly only responsible for 11 million people murdered, right? Concerning I'm just thinking of the word that they used to eradicate all of the people. And I watched a documentary movie called Conspiracy, and I'm thinking of Heydrich and Eichmann that were the architects of the solution to get rid of all the Jews. Now, with that, I can move forward and say, in America, he didn't kill 70 million babies in the womb. No, he did it outside the womb. He did it to the adults. And just think about this. The greatest advocates in America concerning abortion is the church that remains silent today. Hey, folks, listen, 1-866-582-9933. Nobody in this government has a right to kill. Nobody. Nobody has a right to tell you to go kill. Just the exact opposite is the purpose of government. To condemn the wicked, right? To justify the righteous. To restrain men from transgressing God's moral law. To maintain order. Not to, you know, you get the point. This is ridiculous. So let me go back. I just started out. First, they came for prayer in school, and the American people let it happen because they weren't students. Then they came to murder the unborn in the mother's womb, and they didn't speak up because they weren't in the womb. And then they came for the legalization of something called homosexual marriage and God's own words, an abomination. The Word of God in our statutory law in the United States condemns this activity in every state, folks. It's against the law. So they're advocating what God is condemning. And there's a reason for that as well. Look what they're doing. They're zeroing in on the kids. Are they not? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll bring that up on another day. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak out for me because I never spoke out for anyone else. Isn't that what we're seeing today? Just think about that. Your silence right now, your tolerance right now, is the very hopes of those that mean to continuously strengthen their tyrannical acts against you. You're giving them more time to regroup. I'm talking about lawfully, friends. It's disgraceful what we're seeing going back to the pulpits in America today. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation of God forbid that we do that anymore, but it's okay for us to act like a bunch of lunatics at an arena, right? Isn't that interesting how the preacher's talked about, he's talked down upon as if he's an extremist and he's hateful and look at how angry he is at sin and unrighteousness. But you can go inside of the Minnesota Vikings stadium that the government illegally stole our tax dollars for and built. But when you go inside of those auditoriums or those arenas, isn't it interesting how you see 100,000 people, many of them dressed up half purple, half yellow. They have Viking horns on their head and they're screaming at the top of their lungs. But somehow or another, that's normal in America today. How backwards can you be? Oh my goodness, this is the fruit of a nation fallen to the judgments of a Most High God. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, and lawlessness, we are hearing virtually nothing. Silence. Crickets. That's what we see in America. Ela Wheeler Wilcox said, "To sin by silence when we should protest makes cowards out of men." Hey, folks, my whole Christian life, even before I was nothing but a protest against injustice. My whole life, I've hated injustice. I hate when people are wronged. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And it's coming to your door sooner or later, Amos 6:3, if you don't put a stop concerning a stop to those that are guilty of transpiring these crimes and exhibiting these crimes and acting out these crimes against the innocent. I said earlier that mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. Oh my goodness, folks. God forbid. You know, when you read the book of Lamentations, which is a book right after Jeremiah, it was the fruit of a nation that refused to repent. And I think to myself as I'm reading it, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this happen. I don't want to see this happen. But the more that I live and the more that I preach and understand what I'm dealing with out there, I don't, before the Lord, friends, in all honesty, I don't understand how you show mercy to a people that don't even care to right themselves in righting the wrongs. I had said yesterday, folks, that if the people in this country don't right the wrongs, that injustice will stand. The rule of law, friends, will bring peace if obeyed. Yet what we see in America today, instead of making for peace, it makes against it, and it's destroying the very foundation that it claims to stand on. This is what we see in America today, and I want you to listen carefully to this. This is again what we're seeing in America today, which the Word of God bears testimony against. And I want to tell you what's going to attend to people's apathy and tolerance. Blood and war. Blood and war is coming to this country if we refuse to hold to the Word of God. There's no getting away from it. To sin by silence when we should protest makes cowards out of men. Hey, folks. You hear today from the pulpits, "I don't speak out against anything political." Well, guess what, friends? Everything's political. And the murder of innocent children is not political. Redefining marriage illegally isn't political. A corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration that means to destroy your country and religious freedom is not political. Everybody lives politics. Politics is the science of government. Who instituted government? The Lord did. Exodus 20. 1820. Everybody lives politics. And guess what? Including the people that were behind the barbed wire fences, they were the ones that said they didn't want to partake in politics until it was too late. And then you know what they did when they got there? They deceived themselves into believing that somehow or another their captors still needed them. Oh, they're still giving ear to the enemy. They're still not paying attention to the Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And I'm not talking around anybody here. This all applies to all of us, including Bradley Dean. I don't want to talk about it, you know, anything political. No, you never lost the right to speak out. The 501c3, folks, I want to tell you what. David Barton's got something called the Black Robe Regiment. You got pastors all over the country writing sermons preaching out against tyranny, and they're sending it into the IRS. So quit blaming the 501c3 for it. Quit blaming preachers that are refusing to stand against corruption within the church and in government. Quit giving them a pass as to the reason as to why they don't do it. Because scripturally, there is absolutely no reason why they're not preaching out against the crimes of corruption, both within the church and within the government. First the church, which is called to be the moral compass of society. With that, everything else goes. If the church doesn't want to act accordingly, everything else goes. Got to get this right, folks, because we can do this in Jesus' name. Talk to you in 23. Folks on social media.
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.